And gentlemen, welcome to Across the Board, hosted by me, Brennan Liddell Bryant, where we talk about anything and everything relevant and irrelevant in today's world. You can now find Across the Board anywhere you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and the like. We'll see where the conversation takes us, but today I have my good friend Thaddeus on with me. How are we doing, Thad?
What's going on, man? Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, man. I'm really happy you got to hop on this one. Basically, I've known Thad for, almost 5 years now?
Yeah, man.
Crazy. But we met because we were on the same floor freshman year.
Yep.
He loved music. I loved music. And naturally, we just kind of gravitated towards each other. And we've been buds ever since. So, yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Of course. Yeah. So, Thad, why don't you go ahead and give the people like a little breakdown of who you are, just so everybody understands.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm originally from Florida. Okay. I moved out here, obviously. I met Brennan my freshman year at USC.
Fight on, baby.
You know, baby, here I am, like, very first day. Like, I see this dude. and right off the bat, you know, Brennan, like he says, got this passion for music, and that's how we connected. At the time, I actually wasn't a music major. I was a theater major. I don't know if you remember.
Yep.
But like, I was always hanging out with music kids. Like, I was spending all my time doing music, and like, I honestly, at that point, I really admired kids who were musicians and who were music majors. So I ended up switching into the music major here at USC. Mm-hmm. I'm now a music industry major. I'm graduating this spring.
Woo-hoo! Hey. Do you get to have they discussed like the walking situation? Like, you don't get to walk, or you already walked, right?
No, dude. I didn't walk. No.
Oh shit. Okay.
Mm-mm. So they haven't said anything about what they're gonna do yet. Some colleges have are flat out canceled. Some have just postponed. So we'll see. We'll see. Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of crazy stuff going on with all this.
There's
coronavirus,
a lot of
nonsense.
Crazy stuff going on right now, man.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And, you know, it just affects everything. It's really changed.
Yeah.
It's changed Los Angeles. It's just, like, changed the vibe of, like, all my friends, the people I've been talking to as artists, like, musicians, people who are creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's tough because we're, like, separated. Like, we're not, now we're officially on the lockdown, right? So very strongly suggested to not leave your house. So
yeah,
that also makes it tough to, you know, hang out with people and like reconnect. So that does have an effect on people's mental, which is actually a perfect segue into what our topic is today. Basically, I brought Thad on to talk with me about the mental health situation within creatives and people within the industry. And I feel like it's a good conversation for us to have because me and Thad have been friends for so long. And like, we're both super passionate about music and the industry, and we've both had our ups and downs within it. So I'm excited to like fully flesh this out and, you know, talk a little bit about why it's such a big problem in the music community, why people are always so like they struggle with depression, they struggle with their own music, they struggle mm-hmm. they struggle with their perception or other people's perception of them, and I think it's a problem that needs to be dealt with in some way, and it doesn't really seem like it's as prevalent as it should be. Like, not a lot of people are thinking about it, essentially.
Yo, I 100% agree, and I think when you reached out to me to do this, I do it because I love you.
Thank
but B, I genuinely
too,
think
man.
That, you know, I think that this is, I think that this is one of the most important issues and questions that's facing not only like musicians, but, you know, just creative people in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like mental health, like it's so important. It's so important. I really, you know. That's why I'm here, my man.
I appreciate
it. I'm excited
it.
To get down with it.
Let's get it. Yeah, so I was reading an article earlier today about the mental health issues within the creative community, and they were saying there's a direct link between creatives and depression because they're so connected with themselves and they always overthink their own creativity and their own failures, their own fears and their own insecurities more than other people, because they're so in tune with like their creative nature, and like that comes out a lot. So I remember in college, it was very hard for me because, I mean, I said this on my story podcast, but I was talking about how I wanted to make music and how I was going into music. And it was very tough because while it was something I wanted to do, like something I was super passionate about, I saw other people who were like going into industries where they're potentially making six figures out of college. You know what I mean? So that was a real challenging part. Like people would at parties would be like, oh, what do you want to do? And it's like, oh, I want to be an artist. And they're like, oh, okay. Like there's immediately like almost a disrespect. I don't know if that's too intense of a word, which is crazy, which is crazy because I feel like art and music is such an important part to our lives. So if someone's like, I want to be an artist or a creative or a musician, you should be like, that's incredible. Thank you. They should be thankful. You know what I mean? So when I would go to parties or I would be out and like people would ask what I wanted to do, and I said that, they were almost like disrespectful with the response. So did you experience anything like that? Do you continually experience things like that?
Dude, absolutely. Absolutely, all the time. I think that constantly, you know, people, they will, you know, look at music or look at artists and be like, that's not like a real career, quote unquote, here. What you're doing isn't like, okay, you know, I get a lot of people back home who are like, cool, you know, when you're finished like chasing after your dream, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What it's like your actual, and that's tough, man. That's tough when you're a creative and like you're putting yourself on display. You're sharing your art with people. Like that's really personal. It's hard to do. People think it's easy. But like now that we've gone into quarantine, like look where we're turning.
Yeah.
We're turning to art, bro. Turning to music. We're turning to people creating video content, like paintings, movies, like podcasts. Watching your favorite podcast. Exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying. You're listening to your favorite boy do a podcast. Like, that's art.
Yeah.
Now that we're all locked away, it's like, that's kind of realizing now. Exactly, like, man.
Oh. Yeah.
Art is such an important part of society. It's an important part of who we are. Like, you know, it mimics life. And like, it's so important. It's so important for creating history, creating value, like reflecting how like the environment feels at the time. You know, maybe this quarantine is going to bring about like a lot of really new, exciting art.
Yeah. And the thing about, now that you mentioned like the quarantine bringing like art and things like that, a lot of people are, now that we're stuck inside, people are like wondering, oh, what should I do? Like, do I sit around all day? Do I sleep all day? Like, I've been waking up at my normal times, my normal work hours, number one, because I'm working from home still. But number two, because I'm still trying to have that routine and like create habits that I maybe didn't have before, you know, or maybe I had before, but now I'm like strengthening them. So like I'm working out every day. I clean my room in the morning, like make my bed, everything, you know what I mean? And make sure it's like super, super nice. So there's just like things like that, that I think people should be like focusing on. And especially within like the music community, there's so many things that artists and producers and creatives can be doing right now. Have you seen any instances where you're working either with someone or by yourself where you'll need some sort of collaboration and it's been hard because of this quarantine? Have you been able to like get past that?
You know, the quarantine in a lot of ways almost it's made direct face-to-face collaboration really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like I'm especially like really into working with songwriters.
Yeah.
I'm working on my own artist project. So, you know, I'm like constantly, I love writing. And I think one of the things I love about writing sessions is being like in person, face to face with that person.
Yeah.
You get to like really connect. And you can really, I don't know, this is not, but you can like feel that person in the room. No, and I think it's definitely different. It's different when you do it virtually, though I will say that it's opened a lot of doors to collaboration. Right. I've had people hitting me up being like, look, I've got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Send me music.
That's the best thing. Cause like people have nothing but time now. So there's no excuses. It's like,
yes,
stuck inside. You can do whatever. Now do it, you know? So.
And that's so true. It's so true. You know, it's like, as a creative, you're presented almost with this like catch-22 of you know, it is a very worrisome time, but you're presented now with a unique opportunity where you have space.
Yeah.
And like resources that are not available to you, but then at the same time, you got to look at it and maybe say, okay, maybe now I have some resources and opportunity and time wise that I didn't have available to me before.
Man, I'm excited to see what art comes out of this period, to be honest, especially from you. By the way, for those of you who are listening who don't know about Thad or his music, Thad is like one of the most talented singers I've ever met. Can I put you on the spot real quick to do a little diddle for us? I don't know why. Oh, is your voice good or no?
Dude, always. Right. Oh my gosh.
Give the people, I really want to hear this song. Can you give the people a little Stevie Wonder? Isn't she lovely?
All right, isn't she lovely?
Ooh.
Isn't she wonderful? Oh, it's the angels. I never thought through love we'd be making wonders as beautiful as she. Isn't she lovely, made from love?
Round of applause for Thaddeus, everybody.
Yo, guys, the words. I wish I had the words in front of me, but Stevie's got the best melodies of all time, so you know it's great when you can just kind of sit there and hum it out, and everyone's still damn, man, that's a great melody.
Yeah. Thank you for that little blessing to the podcast. Dad's an amazing singer. Whenever he comes out with stuff, I'll always promote it. Right now he's working on his projects.
Yes, man. Absolutely.
So yeah, back to it. Essentially, collaboration is becoming harder, but in a sense, more people are able to collaborate because yet, like you said, there isn't a lot to do other than to work on stuff, and collaborate. So
100%.
Do you think, the one thing that I have been thinking about is, though, and I actually saw this on Instagram, someone posted, you know how people are like sad about being home, like they don't like being home and like a lot of this. Someone posted on Instagram and they were like, you don't like being home because you aren't happy with yourself. And I think that's like a really intense statement. And it's probably a little too intense, but I thought about it. And I was like, man, I'm fine with being home and being alone. I'm kind of introverted. But obviously there are a lot of people out there who are struggling like with themselves and like are still having strong senses of depression and like issues that surround that. So do you find like being alone or being like stuck in your room like kind of hinders your creativity instead of like helps it out because of the fact that you have to stay at home or like, you know what I mean?
All right, dude. Yeah, look, this is a tough question. We're going to be real with all the viewers here.
Okay. This is our, we're getting real, guys.
I respect Brennan, and I really think, honestly, this, like, from the bottom of my heart, is a very serious issue. After I met Brennan my freshman year, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder type 2. Mm-hmm. So, like, the whole time that I've been out here in LA, I've been, like, learning how to deal with that. As a creative and just like as an individual. Mm-hmm. And knowing how to take care of yourself as a creative is extremely important, guys. It's very, very important. And one thing I didn't recognize at first is like, if you guys don't know anything about bipolar disorder, basically like just to super simplify it, just think about like ups and downs. In like the most simplest sense, when I'm in my up place, like I love to create and I find to create my best work because I'm just like, I'm staying up. My mind is racing. I'm like finding all of these ideas all the time. Everything sounds like music, but you got to be careful. You got to be really careful. You got to remember to take care of yourself. And I think that there's like a lot of people who've been like, doesn't artists have to choose between being happy or being like emotionally well or making great art? And you know, that's something that as we move into this like new decade, new time, like we got to start addressing that, because I think there's a big stereotype with artists where it's like, I've got to hurt in some way to like really make great art, or like there's got to be something there. And that's tough, dude. So yeah, being home by myself alone hasn't hindered necessarily like my art, but it's made it really difficult sometimes to like remember to take care of myself too. Like, you guys have got to remember that you like, you do still need to sleep and like try and get outside, even if it's just like a little bit of sunlight. Like, call your friends, call your family members, write down shit that you're grateful for. Because like, you know, creative people are important. They're important to society. Like, they're important to like a lot of the things that like we define ourselves with. They give like voice to feelings that couldn't be voiced in other ways. But we have to remember to take care of ourselves, especially in times like this. So when you guys are
I was gonna say, I think the problem with it is a lot of people don't realize that people are hurting and don't realize that a lot of people actually do experience depression, and like it's not an uncommon thing to have. I've, you know, been through the ringer with it. But the thing is with social media, like a lot of people are only talking about, and I mentioned this in my other podcast too, a lot of people are only talking about the really good things that happen, or like they post their vacation,
exactly,
or like hanging out with their family, but they don't post about like the nights when they're in their room in college, like me, those late nights when you didn't know what was going to happen with your life next. And it's very like a scary, daunting feeling, like some huge weight is on your shoulders. Do you have any ways of combating this type of feeling that you have found useful that other people might, you know, be able to start practicing or take to heart?
I think gratitude is really important.
Explain what you mean by that.
Every day I'm waking up and I try and challenge myself to think about the things in my life that I am grateful for.
Love it. Do you like think about this? Do you write it down? What's like your method, you would say?
So sometimes I'll run, and while I'm running, I'll like try and think of five things.
Wow. Look at that. Working out and meditation. Love it.
Yo, and you guys can still do it from your room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can still do it.
Just pour some oil on the floor and just start running like those videos. Start thinking. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. It's like a moving. It's like your own little personal treadmill, bro. Yeah. No, dude, I think that's always helped me. That's always helped me. And I think that because we live in a society where constantly the messages and images that are being projected at us are like, look how good, look how good, look how good, look how good. And, you know, like, especially on Instagram, no one's being like, this is the worst photo out of all of the 40 I took. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, no, this is the best photo.
This is the best
photo. We stood here for 40 minutes. This is the one where I looked the best. You didn't even see all the other 38 and like all the annoying people being like, damn, another photo. And so
that's the craziest metaphor that you just said.
But I'm serious. It's like, you only get that split second. And so I think sometimes people forget that, like, shit, man, it is going to get hard. And so when it does, also, I'll sometimes try and put my phone down when I get really upset. So I'm not like scrolling through Instagram being like, what is everyone else doing? Why am I not in Costa Rica with like 15 monkeys? What's going down?
Was the hardest thing for me, honestly, at USC when I was still learning how to deal with like my depression and like me not worrying about other people. But I would always, for instance, on spring break, right? I didn't do one fun thing all 4 years of my fucking spring break. No spring break. I didn't go to Cabo.
Yep.
I didn't go to Italy. I didn't go wherever everyone else went.
Mm-hmm.
I literally worked the whole spring break. Like, I would work at the Marshall School of Business.
Yep.
I would do like Uber or Lyft. Like, cause number one, I didn't have the funds to do it. Number one, that's like the main reason. But number two, I also enjoyed working and like pushing myself, and like there's like a satisfaction I get, even though I don't really like comparing myself to people. There's a satisfaction I get when I'm doing something when no one else is. It's kind of like the Mamba mentality when Kobe would like go to the gym and practice until whatever time, and he would stay there until no one else was there, and then he would leave, because it's like, okay, I outworked you because I'm doing something and you're not, type thing.
Exactly.
So yeah.
100%, man.
But yeah, so that was like something I really struggled with in college, and I'm starting to get better, like through meditation, like you said, gratitude. Like I actually started journaling. I don't do it every day. I don't do it every day, but I try and journal once or twice a week if I can.
Good.
Like I really want to do it every day, but like I'll at least do it once or twice a week and just like write down like things I'm grateful for, how my day was, like everything, just so it kind of like, you know, I just flesh it out right there on the paper and like don't have to worry about it anymore after that. You know what I mean?
100%. It's a great way to get your thoughts down out in front of you. And I think sometimes like we can get kind of lost in our head, and journaling is a great way to kind of, you know, put everything down, the good and the bad. It helps like put things in perspective a little bit, which is
exactly
good.
So one thing that I do want to talk about, because of like all the corona nonsense and everything and people staying indoors and a lot of people being alone, honestly, what are a couple things that you think that people can like connect or not feel as lonely? For example, like today I was just chilling in my room and my roommate, Zach, shout out Zach, knocked on the door and I was like, oh, what's up? And he's like, oh, how are you doing? Like, are you okay? Like, he was just checking in on me. He's like, I just wanted to check in on my quarantine bud. And I was like, I feel like a lot of people need to do that. So the other day I was actually like FaceTiming my friends, calling family. What are some things that you have been doing or that you want to do to like connect with people despite not being able to physically be face to face with someone?
I think that, you know, I also have been just like reaching out to people, and this also goes along with like my gratitude, letting people know that I'm grateful for them, that I'm thinking about them, you know. And I think that like even though we're not face to face right now, we can still really work to create a strong community, not just like as creatives, but as people. Like, and it doesn't need to be like all this like superficial, like online, like reach out to somebody. You can call, you got like a text, shoot an email, either. I don't know, hit them up on LinkedIn and be like, yo, hope everything is, or not yo, please don't yo in your LinkedIn message.
Don't ever yo on LinkedIn. They're like, good evening, yes, blank. Hope your day is going well.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, man, doing that is great. And another thing I've been doing is making art for people I love. And like, you know, if you're not an artist, then there are lots of different ways that like you can reach out and connect to someone, you know, maybe.
And I feel like even if you aren't an artist, to maybe try and pick it up, because it is, creating art is connecting to yourself in one of the deepest ways, because you're like, you think about something and then you physically like make it happen. Like for instance, if you're making music, you think about it and then you record it and then there it is.
Absolutely.
If you're drawing, you're painting, you can paint, draw something, and then there it is. So I think if you aren't an artist and you don't think you're creative, try and pick up watercolors.
Amen.
See what comes
out. And guys, yo, just for the viewers out there, art can be so many different things. Do not let anyone box you in to what your art can be, all right? If you love listening to like 90s R&B and you can just make the most banging 90s R&B playlist of all time, send out great 90s R&B playlists to your friends. That's art. I would bump that in the shower. Curation. Exactly. Put together maybe some of your favorite photos of your friends. I don't know. Make food sculptures. You can get creative. Anything is art. It's just, you know, be creative. I think that that's what it comes down to. I think that's
mm-hmm. important, especially now.
Absolutely.
A lot, you're spending a lot of time with yourself. So for people who like don't know who they are or just trying to reconnect back to old values, like this is a very important time to do that, because you have no obligation to see anybody. Mm. And this is the first time in my lifetime where that's actually okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Where it's actually better for you to stay.
Literally.
Dude, and chill.
No, everyone is now forced introvert.
Yeah, exactly. Man, for real. Everyone is literally forced introvert. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. I'm an extroverted introvert. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Because
like, I enjoy like being out and talking to people, but man, I'm telling you, like I've loved being at home and not seeing anybody.
No, dude, I'm the same way.
But then I miss people, you know? So it's like, I still want to go out, but then I don't, but then I do.
Dude, I always just need recharge time. That's my thing. I could love being around people, but like at some point.
We're about to have a month of recharge.
Yeah, bro. Exactly. So I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
Oh, God. So we're actually going to segue into one of my new miniseries. It's called, we did in the last one. It was called Quickfire. Ooh. But this one's a little different because we're going to be doing your favorite albums.
Oh, okay.
So without further ado, here we go. What's your favorite Maggie Rogers album?
Oh, dude. Okay. Honestly, she's got Heard It in a Past Life, which I loved. But if I'm being real, the Now That the Light is Fading EP was my favorite. And it's
Now That the Light is Fading? I'm going to have to listen to that.
Dude, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. If you guys haven't checked out that video where Pharrell listens to Maggie Rogers' track,
I saw that video.
Cool. So that song,
that's from that project.
That song Alaska is from that project. Definitely listen to the other songs, you know. She's
okay, cool.
Dope. She's got a really cool sound.
Hell yeah. What's your favorite Kanye album?
Yeezus. What am I even saying, bro? Yeezus okay, was gnarly. Bro. That's a tour I wish I was at.
Nice. What's your favorite Lav album? Is it Lav? Lau?
Lav? I call it Lav. Lau?
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 Yo, when I met you, I was 18. I listened to the new one, but I still think that...
Oh, that's the name of the album?
Yeah, when I met you, I was 18.
Oh, I think when you met me, you were 18.
I know. Dude, he could have... I don't know, man. I'll hit him up and ask him if he plagiarized a little bit from my life, but... you know, good pop songwriter right there, you know.
Nice. What's your favorite John Mayer album? John Mayer is my favorite artist, by the way, people.
Continuum is most definitely my favorite. Continuum.
Mine is, everyone says Continuum. But to me, I would have to go between Born and Raised, just because there's one song on that project that's amazing. Walt Grace, Submarine Trip. And then there's some years.
Yeah.
And then, what's the new one?
The brand new one. The Search for Everything.
That album is amazing. It's so good.
Dude, I thought you were going to say Heavier Things or Room for Squares for a second. He's got so much good music,
but those are just my personal faves, you know?
No, that's facts. That's fact. I just listened to Continuum so much. I think that it's got like that place in my heart.
What's your favorite Jeremy Zucker album?
Man, this is a tough one. I've been listening to this guy a lot. He just kind of like popped on the map.
Okay.
Like I don't know for everyone, but I think maybe for me, my favorite is going to be Brent. It's a collab project that he did with Brent. And I'm fascinated by songwriter projects, and it's just him and Chelsea Cutler. He produced the whole thing, and they literally just co-wrote every song.
Crazy. And then last but not least, what's your favorite Drake album?
Okay, let me preface this by saying that I love my boy Drake. I love my boy Drake.
Shout out Drizzy. Most Hot 100 entries of any artist of all time.
Great. He's big time. If you're out there listening, my guy, I appreciate you. It's got to be a tie for either Take Care or Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same is Drake's best album. Don't at me. And if you do at me, come at me, bro.
Nothing
Was the Same is Drake's favorite. Drake said Nothing Was the Same is his favorite album.
So if you don't think
Nothing Was the Same is Drake's best album, then you're sleeping.
You're sleeping because, okay, come on, Pound Cake, Hold On, We're Going Home, From Time, Worst Behavior, Own It, Tuscan Leather, Start It From the Bottom, Get Out of Here.
He just said, like, that album is his most concise piece of work where every song is, like, super fire, pretty much.
That's kind of facts. What he said. The album does not have, like, a bunch of, like, low dips in energy, which I loved about it.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's honestly amazing. Everybody, you should check out all the albums that Thad is currently listening to while you're
Go bump Nothing Was the Same right now.
I'm probably going to bump Nothing Was the Same after this. I know we were talking a lot about ways that people can kind of combat issues with depression and sadness while they're currently being quarantined. So thank you, Thad, for coming on and giving some of your insight and, you know, unwrapping a little bit about yourself and being super personal. I think people are going to think this is a really important one. and definitely take it to heart. I know I'm going to start taking this more to heart as time goes on, just because it's super important to be mentally healthy as well as physically healthy. So please, everyone, if you're listening, stay healthy during this very unfortunate time. But just want to thank you, Thad, for coming on. Appreciate you for your time. And any last words or last albums you would like people to listen to?
Oh, man. Guys, please stay safe, stay healthy, check in on the people you love, let them know you love them. Brennan, you're my boy. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was great to see you face to face, dude. And guys, yeah, keep listening to this podcast, man. Brennan's got lots and lots of great potential and great stuff that's going to come out. So, man, I'm really excited for you, dude.
This is just the beginning.
Exactly.
Amen. This is episode 4 of Across the Board. Thank you guys for listening. You can find this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Again, thank you, Thaddeus, for coming on, and we'll see you guys on the next episode of Across the Board.